As we go through this life and in our relationship with the Lord, if we're not drawing closer to Him, you've heard us say this before, you've heard it said before, and if we're not drawing closer to Him, then what are we doing? You can't stay in the same place. So you're either getting closer or you're drifting farther away. So Lord, by Your grace and strength on a daily basis, help me, Lord, to be in tune with You so You can set my feet on higher ground as well. Thank the Lord for that song this morning. I certainly desire Your prayers once again this morning as we look into the Word of God. Depending on Him yet one more time. Still can't do anything without Him. The Scripture says without Him we can do nothing. So depending on Him yet this morning again, and I desire Your prayers. Look into the Word of God, the thought that the Lord has given. I want to be able to bring it out in the way that He would desire, and it would have the effect that He would desire it to have. There's from time to time I quote this scripture in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse. As we look into the Word of God, it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So when we share the Word of God, when we share God's Word from these holy scriptures, know that everything that is in this book was given by inspiration of God. And it was given to us to help us out as we journey along the way. Yes, yes. And it says it's profitable for doctrine, yes. It's profitable for reproof, right. For correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So by the help of the Lord this morning, we have some instruction in righteousness that we'd like to give. I want to encourage us as we journey along this way. Lord, we realize we all need encouragement, and we depend on one another for that. So the thought this morning is exhort one another. I'd like to begin in the 10th chapter of Hebrews and the 25th verse. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together,
as the manner of some is,
but exhorting one another,
and so much the more,
as ye see the day approaching. We're the instruction in the Word this morning is to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Why? So that we may exhort one another. And we'll get into this verse a little bit, but I just want to talk about this morning, what does that word exhort mean? What does it mean to exhort? According to Webster's dictionary, it means to incite by argument or advice. It's to urge strongly. It's an urgent appeal. And if I could use another word, it's to encourage. So as we think about this verse, how can we do that? How can we exhort one another? You might look at me and say, Brother Preacher, isn't that your job? Aren't you supposed to exhort? But it's something that all of us need to do. We need to encourage and exhort one another. So what can I do? What is my part in it as we think about this? As we go through our lives and our relationship with God, I want you to know, if you didn't know already, you probably already know, but I just want to remind us this morning that your relationship with God is not just about you. Now, that's critically important. It's very, very important that each and every one of us have a close association with God. But it's more than just about you and me. It's about others. It's about how somebody can look at your life and look at your relationship with God, and they can be encouraged. And by your life and how you live and how you conduct yourself and the words that come out of your mouth, that you can exhort your brother and your sister. That's how each and every one of us can do it. This scripture here, it gives us the answer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It lets us know, what is my... Exhort one another so much more as we see the day approaching. Thinking about the times and the privilege and opportunities that we have to exhort one another. You think about it like this. When we we can exhort one another in a testimony, can't we? When we give up and when we stand up and we talk about how God's been good to us, we can talk about how He visited us and how He encouraged us and how He helped me and you through a trial and test that we may be going through. That's an exhortation. You're exhorting one another when you proclaim the goodness of the Lord. You know, maybe sometimes it's this way. It's we can exhort with our words, right? With how we act, with our deeds, and then we can exhort as well with our actions. You know, and I've made mention of this before, and I'll mention it again. How important it is to testify. Yeah. That's exhorting one another. But you know, testimonies are threefold. They're threefold. All right? First of all, when you stand up and testify the goodness of the Lord, when you proclaim and let it be known all that God has done for you, you've given a blow to the devil. Because he don't want you to let it, he don't want it to you to let it be known what God is doing for you. Right? So that's you giving a blow to the devil. That's number one. And did you know when you stand up and you exhort, you are encouraging yourself? Because you're reminding yourself of what God has done for you. It's in replaying that in our mind. And it's something I believe maybe, and Lord help me, I don't do it enough. I don't do it enough to just remind me, myself, of all that God has done, that He's doing. Sometimes maybe it's good to just to sit and Lord, help me to do this. Sit and reflect. Lord, look at all you've done for me. You know, even maybe just today. Thank you, Lord. You woke me up this morning. Woke me up. I opened my eyes. I could still see. Thank the Lord. I leaned my foot off the side of the bed and I stood up and my legs still work. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And you know, you maybe wake up, you're a little hungry, right? Might have a little ache in the tummy. What did you do? You put some food in your mouth? Thank the Lord. Was able. We don't even think about these things, do we? Thank you, Lord. You gave me the strength to shove that spoon in my mouth to feed my body. Thank the Lord. That's a blessing. Lord, help me to be reminded of just that's things that we just take for granted. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Traveling on the road. You know, I was thinking about it the other day. We were coming to service, and there's somebody that went flying by us. We was estimating they was going about 120 miles an hour. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. You know, you can get on that freeway and do everything right and still not make it. Thank you, Lord. Help me. So when I stand up and proclaim the goodness of the Lord, I can encourage myself. And we're going to talk about that a little bit too. But then that's the second fold, right? So then not only that, the blow to the devil, I'm encouraging myself, and then I'm encouraging the saints of God. Don't you know how blessed other people are when you stand up and exhort and you proclaim the goodness of the Lord? And you say, God's been good to me. I've been through some trials and tests, but God's been faithful. You know, none of us as we go through this life, it's not a flowery bed of ease. The songwriter made mention of that. I do not pray that life be spent on flowery beds of ease. But you know, so we're going to have some trouble. But thank the Lord, God is with us. And we can, when we stand up and proclaim that, we're exhorting one another. Because I can be encouraged by that. That encourages me. Thank the Lord. God is faithful. He's faithful to you. And if He's faithful to you, He'll be faithful to me as well. Right? He's no respecter of persons. Thank the Lord. You know, I think about this in a natural sense. This is something that all of us have experienced at some point in time in our life. And for the younger ones, they experience it too. But everybody knows about peer pressure, right? No, peer pressure, it can have two effects, right? You can be pressured into doing things that are bad, right? or you could be pressured into doing things that are good.
Yeah.
And it all depends maybe on who you're with, right? You know, you think about, man, I can think and be reminded of situations when I was growing up. Thank the Lord for His blood that washes away all those things. I'm sure there were times in my life that I pressured somebody into doing something that I shouldn't have been doing and they shouldn't have been doing either.
That's right.
Lord, help. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy.
You.
Amen. But you know, I can think maybe also back to times where maybe I was an influence to somebody else. That I pressure was encouraged somebody to do something good.
Yeah.
You know that's something that again all of us experience. And it can be a good thing, right? It can be a good thing that I can look over and I can see, look how God is blessing brother so-and-so. Look how God is blessing sister so-and-so. I want to be blessed like that.
Amen.
Right? And you know what? You can be.
That's right.
You can be. You meet the conditions that brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so met, you can get those same blessings. He's no respecter of persons. So by you exhorting each other, I can be encouraged and again, allow me to use it, pressure. It's not in a bad way, but I can be pressured, so to speak, into I want to do right.
Yes.
I want to live right. I want to be blessed like they are blessed.
Yes.
So by me living in a way that God wants me to live, I can have an influence on somebody else.
Yes.
I can exhort one another just in how I live. You know, it's all about who you surround yourself with, right?
Yeah.
You know, you think about this scripture, it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together.
Yeah.
What are we trying to do in this life? What's our main goal and purpose? To make heaven, right?
Yeah.
So if I want to make heaven, if that's my goal, if that's my aim, should I surround myself with other folks that want to make heaven?
Yeah.
Or should I hang around and spend a lot of time with people who it really doesn't matter?
Oh, yeah.
Seem pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be, think about some of us maybe back in school. If we wanted to be smart, you hang around the smart people, right? May the Lord help us. You know, in that definition for exhorting one another, it mentions about an urgent appeal. In other words, there's some passion behind this. You know, when we stand up and we exhort and we testify, we talk about the goodness of the Lord, we don't stand up and say, right? There's something behind it, right? We are not whispering and nobody can hear it. There's something behind it. I'm excited about it. I'm glad about what God is doing for me. And I'm going to let it be known. There's a sense of urgency behind it. I think about just some analogies. There are some things that you do in life that you have to pay more attention to. There's an urgency that there's more of a concern and a carefulness, if I could say it that way.
Yeah.
You know, think about some of these, some of it, and those that cook sometimes and like to bake goods. When you use yeast, can you just kind of do whatever with yeast? The water, it might be a little hot. It's all right. I'll just pour it in there. It'll be fine. Oh, the temperature, I'll just put some ice water with the yeast and then I'll have these big fluffy rolls. Not going to happen, right? There's some care that you have to have, right? You check when it says that lukewarm.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it has to be, because that's what that it has to be, that exact temperature.
Yes.
So that interaction that takes place with that yeast, so you can get that bread, that whatever it is you're making, to rise and be nice and fluffy and light, and when you bite into it, it's just ooh. See, there's some urgency, right? When you do that. I think about sometimes when we play basketball sometimes, and when you're at the end of the game, if you're playing up to a certain score and both teams have the same score and the next basket wins,
yeah.
And when the person I'm guarding gets the ball, if I just let him go, the game will be over. There's a sense of urgency that I'm going to maybe put a little bit more attention to detail. I'm going to maybe get down in my stance a little more and I'm not letting him score because I want to win the game. There's a sense of urgency there. It's an urgent appeal when we exhort one another. This is important. You ever drive in heavy traffic? Can you be distracted? Talking and messing with your phone? If you do, you'll end up in somebody's back seat, won't you? There's a sense of urgency there, right? We have to have that same thing in our relationship with God. And when we encourage one another, we're excited about it. There's something behind it. It's not just some kind of nonchalant thing that we have. In the Amplified, it says, not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together as believers.
Yes.
We're meeting together with like-minded people. We have the same goal, don't we?
Yes.
As the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, this is what exhorting. Not some words for exhorting one another. Warning, urging, and encouraging one another.
Yes.
Warning, urging, and encouraging one another. And all the more faithfully as we see the day approaching.
Amen.
So we exhort one another, we exhort ourselves, and we let each other know that there's some urgency here. There's a carefulness that we have as we go day by day, because we know that we have an adversary that's doing all that he can to discourage us as we journey along this pathway of life. And you know, we have, we talked about that peer pressure. You know, we can have a godly jealousy one for another. A godly, not just like a jealousy and saying, I'm going to get what they have. But what a godly jealousy is, I'm willing to put in the effort that they're putting in and follow what God has given us in his word to be able to attain the blessings, right?
Amen.
So that's something that I can look on someone and I can say, by the help of the Lord, I want to do like they're doing.
Yes.
And that's all right. That I can be encouraged by somebody else and know that, you know what? If I follow God's word, I can be in that same place.
Yes.
God can bless me in similar ways.
Yes.
It says here, as so encourage, exhorting one another, so much more as you see the day approaching.
Yes.
So in other words, we should be doing it even more. Right? When we look around and we see what's going on in our world. When we see the signs of the times, would we say that things are getting better? No, they're not getting better. They're getting worse, aren't they?
Yeah.
Things are getting worse. So we've been given the instructions. So we see how much more we need to exhort and encourage one another.
Yeah.
When we talk about that day approaching, they're talking about when Jesus comes back, right?
That's right.
And we can look around and see the evilness. And, you know, you compare back to as it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Lord be, the scripture says. Things are trending in that way. So, saints, be encouraged. Let's exhort one another to keep on keeping on. You know, it's not going to get any easier. The devil, as we get closer to God, to Christ's return, to God coming back, he's not going to say like, well, I'm going to just relax now and just give him a break. No, he's going to be working even harder, right? So that's why it's so much important for us to exhort one another. Because he's going to be putting even greater effort to try to discourage us. So we need to encourage one another. Where are you going to get the encouragement from? Huh? Well, it said, you know, maybe you go to work and get encouraged. No. I doubt it. You know, you need to go to work and encourage somebody else, right? That you exhort somebody else. You know, when you have family and loved ones that are daring to live for God too, you can get encouragement from them. Thank the Lord. But that's why we meet together, right? That's why we come together. So we can exhort one another. Keep on keeping on. I'm glad to see you today. Keep fighting. Still encouraged. Keep pressing on. You know why it's so important? Because we know we all face the same devil, right? If he's beating up, he's trying to beat up on me, what do I think he's doing to my sister and my brother? He's trying to do the same thing. So when I see you with a smile on your face, singing the songs of Zion, raising your hand, that encourages me. You still in the fight? All right, let's go. I'm with you by the help of the Lord. Let's keep on going. We exhort one another in the name of Jesus. There's a familiar text in Revelation, the 10th chapter. The 12th chapter, Revelation 12, 10 through 11.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
Now is come salvation.
Now is come salvation.
And strength.
And strength.
And the kingdom of our God.
And the kingdom of our God.
And the power of his Christ.
And the power of his Christ.
For the accuser of our brethren
is cast down.
Which accused them before our God
both day and night.
And they overcame
by the blood of the Lamb
and
by the word of their testimony.
And love not their lives
unto the death. When we stand up and proclaim, we overcome. And we can say, the accuser of the brethren is cast down. Yeah. God is greater. God is stronger. And by his power and might, I'm going to keep on being faithful by the grace of God. So when we stand up and proclaim God's goodness, we're exhorting one another and we're knocking the devil back a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Thank
and the saints in heaven rejoice. Keep on fighting. You know, I can imagine them in there. I don't know. If they can encourage us in some kind of way from up there, that they can just say, keep on. Keep on.
Amen.
You can make it by the help and by the grace of God. Well, how often should we exhort one another? Let's go to Hebrews, the 3rd chapter. And the 13th verse. Hebrews 3:13.
But exhort one another daily. While it is called today.
Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. It says to exhort one another daily while it is called today.
Yeah.
You know, in one instance, the writer is saying it is to exhort yourself. Exhort yourself and your neighbor on a daily, day by day, on a daily basis, while the day lasts, right? And this is the importance of that. Why today? Tomorrow's not promised.
That's right.
You know, and that the writer made a reference to this verse, how today, you know, today is the day of grace, right? Today is now. In the day, someone may mention that, maybe this morning in Sunday school. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
In the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today, yeah. Today is the day. So I need to encourage you today.
Yeah.
Just make it through the day by the help and grace of God. Because before the coming of the day of glory and judgment, the writer said, because tomorrow, listen to this. Tomorrow is the day when idle men work and fools repent. I'll take care of it tomorrow. I'll exhort my brother and my sister tomorrow. I'll take care of the matter of my soul tomorrow. I'm gonna read that one more time. Tomorrow is the day when, listen, idle men work. I'll take care of it tomorrow. Did you take note? Idle men. Idle men don't work. It just keeps getting pushed to tomorrow. When the writer said, fools repent. Says, tomorrow is Satan's today. He cares not what good resolutions you form if you only fix them for tomorrow. Exhort one another daily.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Encourage one another daily.
Yeah.
When you see your brother and your sister, encourage them. Just seeing one another. Give them a smile. That's an encouragement, right? When you see somebody, you smile at them, they can be encouraged just in that way.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get them tomorrow. I know sometimes you can't get to everybody. You know, you try. Oh, I saw some brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. Get to speak to them. Pray, say a prayer for them.
Yeah.
Lord bless brother so-and-so. Bless brother Woody today.
Yeah.
Be with him throughout his day. Go before him. When the Lord brings someone to your mind, say a word of prayer for them.
Yeah.
And then when you see them, let them know, I've been praying for you. Glad to see you still encouraged. We exhort one another daily. Don't put it off. Because that's what the devil wants. Well, we'll do it tomorrow. What if there's a text here in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter and the 6th verse. You know, sometimes you might have to exhort yourself.
Yeah.
You might have to encourage yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and that's all right. You can look back over your life and recognize God surely has been good.
Yeah.
And you can be encouraged just by that.
Yeah.
What's it say here in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter and the 6th verse?
And David was greatly distressed.
And David, he was greatly distressed.
For the people spake of stoning him. Because the soul of all the people.
Was grieved.
Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord.
In the Lord his God.
Yeah.
When you can't get close to somebody that can encourage you, you can encourage yourself.
Amen.
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 Exhort one another. Even exhort yourself. Keep on fighting.
Yeah.
God's been good.
Yeah.
He brought us too far. He brought me too far to leave me.
Yeah.
And don't believe, the song said, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave. And he didn't. You can encourage yourself. The devil would want us to just wallow in our tests and trials, wouldn't he? Oh, woe is me. Things always happen. This is always, why me? Why is a... Thank the Lord. Lord, give me some grace and strength. I can make it by the help and by the grace of God. Just, again, I can remind myself of all the things that God has done and that he is doing. If nothing else, I'm alive and breathing. Thank the Lord. I'm in my right mind. Amen. You know, none of us had anything to do with who we are, when we were born. I could be somewhere in another country somewhere with just nothing. Thank you, Lord. Remember, when we encourage ourselves, that's still giving the devil a blow. Right? Because he wants us to just kind of wallow in things. But when we can look back and say, God surely has been good to me, then the devil, he can't, he got to flee. You can't praise God at the same time and wallow in whatever's going on in your life.
That's right.
You can't do the two same things. They don't happen like that. No. Right? When you feel like complaining, start to thank the Lord for something.
Yeah.
And then that complaint will be gone, won't it? Got one more series of scriptures here. Let's go to Titus 2, read verse 11 through 15. This, I believe, kind of summarized this whole talking about exhorting one another. This, I believe, kind of summarizes all of it. This is what we're doing as we go through this life. Titus 2. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation
hath
appeared to all men,
teaching us that
denying ungodliness and worldly lust,
we should live soberly, righteously,
and godly in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope
and the glorious appearing of the great God
and our Savior, Jesus Christ,
who gave himself for us
that he might redeem us from all iniquity
and purify
unto himself
a peculiar people,
zealous of good works.
These things speak
and exhort
and
rebuke with all authority.
Let no man
despise
thee.
Redemption from sin and the sanctification of our nature. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. He's not only delivered us from sin, but he changed us. He sanctifies our nature. The verse says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, right? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. By me on a continual basis, I'm living this. That's me living this. Is exhorting, it can be done. By the help and by the grace of God, it's possible. We're purified by his Spirit. In the Amplified, it breaks it down a little bit. It says, the grace of God, which we know is unmerited favor and blessing. I didn't deserve it, but God brought it to me. Thank you, Lord. And he delivered me, and I can have an eternal salvation. that's available to all of us. And it says here, it has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness and worldly passionate desires, to live discreet, temperate, self-controlled, upright, devoted, spiritually whole lives in this world. So I'm exhorting one another. We exhort one another with our lives. We're saying it's possible by the grace of God in this world to live in a way that's pleasing and honoring to God. It was mentioned a little bit this morning in Sunday school that I can live a life free from sin on a daily basis. And by me and you doing it, by the grace of God, nothing that we have of our own self, it's exhorting somebody else. It can be done. If I can do it by the grace of God, so can you. And it leaves none of us with any excuse. Because we're awaiting, it says, and looking for the fulfillment and the realization of blessed hope. Right? That's why we live. We're waiting for the appearing of the great God of heaven.
Yes.
When he comes back to receive us as his own. And all that he has done for us in this life, he can say, all right, it's all finished now. Come spend eternity with me. He gave himself for us. He purchased our freedom to redeem us from all iniquity so that we can call, he can call us his child.
Yes.
Right? Yes. We're his peculiar. Well, it's strange. You are a little strange. By the grace of God, whatever you want to call it, he is able. He said, by his grace and strength, because of the blood that was shed for me, that I can live this way in this world. And I don't have to walk around with my head down, sad and all that. The Amplified says, eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good. Amen. We don't have to be ashamed. We can exhort one another. Sometimes people like to maybe talk about things that they do. What'd you do this weekend? Oh, I went to this and did this, and you know what people say. I went to church. Amen. Thank the Lord. We don't have to be ashamed. We can be happy and enthusiastic. I live a blessed, wonderful life. Thank the Lord. And we can look like it too, don't we? You know there's a blessing to living for the Lord? You wonder why sometimes folks look at us and, look your age. When you live a life that's pleasing and honoring to God, it'll change how you look too. That's the truth. You live a clean living. I like to say, I got nothing to do with it. It's good genes and clean living. Can't do that on my own anyways. Need the Lord to help me. But then he said he would do it, right? He gave himself for us. He purchased our freedom, made it possible that we can live a good life.
Yes.
That's pleasing and honoring to him. And then the writer, the Amplified says here, to tell them, urge, advise, encourage, and warn. We don't have to be ashamed. Amen. You know, our lives are a living exhortation.
Yes.
Right? It's a living exhortation.
Amen.
We speak of God's love and his mercy. Well, I'm not special. The one you look on and say, God, been so good to them. You know, it might look like they don't have any trials and tests, but they do. Yeah. It's just how they handle them. They give them to the Lord. And still have a smile on their face in the midst of trial and test. None of us is more special than anybody else. The same thing that God did for me and for you, He'll do it for everybody. None of us are more highly favored or special or any. He died for everyone.
Yes. Yes.
The privilege, this is available to all of us. So my encouragement to us this morning, keep being faithful.
Yes.
Keep being faithful, saints. And not only for yourself, which is important. You know, all of us want to, by the help and grace of God, make heaven our home. Amen. And that's a wonderful goal. Amen. Keep being faithful, but not only for you, but it's for me too.
Yes.
You being faithful is exhorting me to keep being faithful. It's an encouragement to me. Now, they making it, I can make it too by the help and grace of God. Do it for all of our sakes. Let's exhort one another.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate your time and your attention.